Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to somebody who has gone to this district. Scott Pressler joins us at Scott Pressler on Twitter, scottpressler.org. Thanks so much for giving us some time today, Scott. Great to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Always make time for Annie Fry.
Love that. So I have followed your venture into Baltimore, your cleanup effort there. You're doubling down to go back and do it again. Tell me about your motivation to go to Baltimore and what you were able to do with your time there.
Well, it was President Trump's tweets that inspired me. And he brought, I'm thankful for it, national attention to Baltimore, because we do have problems going on in the city of Baltimore and that need a little bit of love and attention. And I was fed up, Annie, because everybody was talking. They were tweeting. They were posting. Everybody was complaining, but no one was doing anything. Nobody was trying to solve the problem. So I said, whatever. I'm going to go to Baltimore, even if it's me standing on the street corner all by myself picking up trash. And Annie, I didn't realize what I had done, because at that point, I had unleashed the floodgate, and people from all across the country were saying, what can I do? How can I help? What can I do to support your efforts? And so within 6 days, we organized over 170 volunteers to go to the city of Baltimore, and we picked up 12 tons of trash in 12 hours.
That's amazing. It's just amazing.
Oh, it's awesome.
To be able to know to identify an issue, a problem, something that needs to be addressed, and to just choose to do it. And this is what I often remind people when they talk about how we need to spend our tax dollars one way. We need to use the government strength to do something another way. It's as if the only way we could ever reach out and help somebody is if the government gets involved first, and you saw a need and you met that need and people were eager to help you do it.
Oh, they are hungry. They're hungry to do something good. You know, politics is so divisive. I feel like there's this cloud of negativity just hanging over. No, let's be the change. Let's do something positive and inspiring. And I think that's why we have people not only from West Baltimore and Maryland, but D.C., Virginia, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Texas, Florida, and even a family flew in from Utah just
wow.
to help.
Yeah, that is amazing. I've seen people who, as we were promoting that you were going to come on the show, and they know what you've done. The word is out on where how you went to Baltimore to help in Baltimore. And they're saying, have them come to St. Louis. I mean, there's places all over this country that need this type of attention and need this type of effort. And it's been done with what you've done in Baltimore without any sort of financial government assistance, where they had to bless the project in order for you to make a difference.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even bless our project. Let me tell you, we applied on Wednesday of that week before the cleanup for permits to get dumpsters. We wanted to do it the right way, Annie. We wanted to say, hey, we're going to follow your rules. And by Friday afternoon, and our cleanup was on Monday, so we needed to hear by Friday, they still didn't give us an answer. So I said, I'm going to do it anyway. And we did. We went out there. We got our dumpsters that we paid for out of our own pockets, got all the trash taken out of the city. We paid for our own porta potties. We did everything on our own. And here's the kicker. You want to hear the kicker?
Yeah.
Not only did the Baltimore Sun write a scathing article criticizing us for picking up trash, which I've never heard of in my entire life, people being mad for picking up trash. But the day after, we received an email from the permit office saying that our permits for the dumpsters have been denied. Dude, we just came to your city, picked up 12 tons of trash, and y'all are so negligent that you decide to contact us 2 days later. It's incredible.
It sure is. What was the vibe with the people who were there, the locals who you were assisting? Did they feel as though you were there to help? And did they feel as though if you wouldn't have been there, nothing would have happened?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you, I'm 6'5" tall. I'm very, very tall. And this 81-year-old, 4'10" resident of Baltimore comes over to me, takes me by the hand, and walks me over to properties that need help and that are overgrown and that have roots digging into the foundation causing leaks. Yes, the people were thankful we were there. They were grateful we were there. I met Grace and Louise and Mr. Lawrence and Lisa and Miss Dupree. I met the local community. I listened to the community and their problems, and they were so thankful we were there.
So what was it, a political event? Did it feel political? Was it just people helping people? How was that received?
Yes, it was all about our theme was I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or whatever. This was about Americans coming together to help Americans. This was our people coming together because we saw a need in Baltimore. And I made that so painfully clear on every single interview because I think they wanted to make it political. And that's why the Baltimore office wouldn't give us permits, because they saw it as political. No, I saw this as the government wasn't doing its job and people are suffering and struggling, and we're going to do it because it's the right thing to do.
So when people understand that you do support the president, you're working very hard to get the president reelected, but they also see that you are going to this poverty-stricken neighborhood and trying to make a difference with your hands, with your feet, with your time, do you get support from people who maybe aren't the biggest fans of the president but do want to help make that difference?
Oh my gosh, yes. I received even a message the day after. This woman wrote me and she said, "I don't support your ideology, but I love what you did, and I want to be a part of the next Baltimore cleanup." And I said, "Ma'am, thank you so much. What's your number? I promise that I'll get you hooked up so you can join our next cleanup." So yes, the next cleanup, I think it's going to even be bigger and better, and we're going to have even a more diverse, eclectic group of people who may not support the president, but they love the city of Baltimore. And that's what America is all about.
It absolutely is. Going into 2020, I think that this is such a positive message that people need to understand is happening. And I would hope that you would be, spurring more events like this across the country, where if you're not there specifically, other people are encouraged by your efforts to be helpful and not hateful, you know, to be able to go into a community and really contribute on a human to human level and not be, you know, everything all politics all the time. Because I feel as though that's the temperature right now of our country, that we need to get back to the place, and people are feeling like we need to get back to the place where we're humans talking to humans and not leftists talking to rightists and all this political vitriol that exists between us.
Well, number one, consider that hashtag officially stolen, Annie. Be helpful, not hateful.
There you go.
I like that. That's
sure.
Really good. But I agree. Look, I'm one guy. And yes, one person can make a difference, and I think I've proven that, but I can't be everywhere. So I'm having a Newark, New Jersey cleanup that's going on, and I'm going to actually be in Memphis, Tennessee, but that's okay because Darius is taking over, and Darius is going to put it on, and he's actually working with the mayor's office, and they're going to help clean up the trash as well. And we're working in Los Angeles, California with Tyler and Anthony to put on an event. I won't be there either, but they're doing it. So go to your local backyard. Go to your community. Help pick up trash. Be helpful, not hateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott Pressler, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to keep following your efforts. And when you make your way to St. Louis, we want to help support you and your efforts in doing so. So we'll make sure that we stay in contact. And I want to encourage people to follow you at Scott Pressler on Twitter and online at scottpressler.org. Any other places where people can keep up to date with you on a regular basis?
Those are the main two. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, Scott Pressler. But I will tell you, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri from September 11th to the 15th. And I believe somebody even reached out to me about doing a cleanup in Ferguson, Missouri while I'm down there. So there will be more details to come about my St. Louis trip.
That's awesome. Well, we want to help any way that we possibly can. Thank you so much for the time today, and thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
I just love you, Annie Fry, anytime. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.